From the throngs of people winding down Alumni Drive on the way up to Winnicunnet High School, it's clear these folks are not coming out just for the Trump spectacle. They really want him to be president.
What is it about him that appeals to you?
Well, I think he tells the truth. He's honest.
He tells it like it is.
He like says how it is.
Just tells it like it is.
I think he's, for the first time, we're getting someone who's telling the truth.
As for allegations over the past 2 weeks that Trump is a misogynist, particularly after his comments about Fox anchor Megyn Kelly, well, Amy Donahue lives in Hampton and manages a convenience store there. She says it doesn't bother her.
Basically, I feel like it's been taken out of context. A lot of us say things we don't mean, and people change the way they want.
Nevertheless, when Trump finally took to the stage an hour after doors closed, he did do a little damage control.
You watch. I will help on women's health issues more than anybody, including on the Democratic side. Women's health issues. You watch. You watch.
Trump's speech was the usual. It was boastful and funny. He criticized current international policies and harassed a long-winded supporter during Q&A. Briefly, Trump attacked Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul, both of whom have criticized him openly. That's something Trump supporter and history teacher James Donahue says doesn't faze him.
Well, I think that, you know, everyone obviously has a right to criticize every other candidate, but I think at the end of the day, they're just probably looking for some publicity, and they're just so far off. I mean, the line here today, there's no way any of these other candidates would have a line like this.
As for Trump, he knows his appeal.
You don't want a politically correct president because it takes too much long. Takes too much time. There's a tremendous silent majority that politicians have taken advantage of. I mean, they have taken advantage of the people of this country long enough. They're largely incompetent, except when it comes to getting reelected. And look, who knows them better than me? I've contributed to everybody.
In the end, Trump made sure everyone knew he's serious about being the next president.
It's the summer of Trump. You know, they're calling it the summer of Trump.
He recalled a phone call.
And I said, I haven't done anything because I haven't won. I mean, if this all happens and I don't win, I consider it a total waste of time. He said, you're wrong. You've done a great thing. Trust me. I won't be happy, okay? I won't be happy.
Most of the crowd seemed to agree. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.